So apparently Charles Barkley was the host of Saturday Night Live.
Yes, he was.
Saturday night.
Yeah, he's really bad.
Well, and, of course, Dan Patrick is annoying enough.
Mm-hmm.
And why do they have Charles Barkley on the NBC football coverage?
Because
he's fat enough to play football? Is that what that's about?
Oh, but you know, he's lost weight.
Yeah, right, whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, pulled in the best numbers for the show since last January, which means we'll never hear the end of it. Anyway, it's his third appearance on the show. I don't think I even knew that.
Yeah.
Had him doing an Inside the NBA spoof with Barkley playing Shaquille O'Neal.
Yeah. So.
White people problems and a fake ad for a post-game translator that could interpret Sir Charles's rants. Okay. This week the host will be Daniel Radcliffe.
Harry Potter
yeah. will be the host this week. While we're talking about that, I don't know, for better or worse, Alec Baldwin is tweeting again. Is that a good thing?
Oh, sure.
Might be entertaining for us. Let's see here. Alec Baldwin, after a brief hiatus following the Words with Friends plane skirmish, Alec Baldwin is back on Twitter in full force, posting about politics, conversing back and forth with his yoga teacher girlfriend, and opining on his Super Bowl picks. On Saturday, he quietly tweeted back on Twitter and since has resumed a steady pace of comments, retweets, and, of course, self-promotion because he is Alec Baldwin.
He is, yes.
By the way, he's re-signed to do 30 Rock one more year if they do the show. They may not do the show, you know. We'll just have to wait and see.
Well, you know what they're scrambling right now is because Fearless Leader died.
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
Well, no, Best Korea, you know. Cause
I was thinking Ken Howard for some reason.
Okay. No.
All right, okay.
No.
That's true. Yeah, that's true.
Because, you know, he kidnapped Jack's wife.
I remember that. Right. I remember that. Yeah.
But since Best Korea has a new leader, they're having to go back to the writing table.
Retool it a little bit and see how that works out. A Texas woman accused of arson had an interesting excuse. Marilyn Manson made her do it. It's a 29-year-old Christina Paz allegedly poured flammable super glue.
Oh.
Is there a kind of super glue that's not flammable? Do you know? I have no idea. I'm not sure.
How does one pour super glue?
Not sure. Then she lit it on fire, went into another room and set the curtains on fire.
Not on fire.
Yeah. When questioned, she allegedly told the police she was angry at her mom and dad for trying to kill her on Christmas Day. Okay. She blamed also the band Nine Inch Nails, apparently.
And she's how old?
29.
Yeah, well, she's 29. Just a barrel full of crazy.
Yeah, she really is. Got enough crazy for all of us. So the angle on this texting story that you had this morning is basically what? We know that it's wrong. We know we're stupid to do it, but we're going to do it anyway?
Well, once again, It's not us.
It's those other people.
I'm not the one causing all the problems.
Of course that's
someone else. It's everyone else that can't handle it. I can handle it.
Is there a nice or courteous or proper way to tell somebody to stop doing that? If you're in a car and they're in a car. You know, in a different car. I mean, is there a way to do
not
that?
Not with as much aggression as there is behind the wheel.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I don't see how that doesn't end with, at the very least, words.
Yeah. Well, because people feel like, again, there's a level of anonymity when they are within their vehicle, or at least protection. This is their cocoon.
Their 2,000-pound exoskeleton, as I've heard it described before.
Very good. They can do anything they want and behave in any way that they see fit, no matter what. And, again, much with people who've had too much to drink, they think their driving's just fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, till they hit the little knot off strips on the side of the road or bang up against the curb. Oh, that wasn't me, was it? Oh, no, I didn't mean that. No, that's not. So anyway, not sure. Oh, and sad news that we get.
Just thinking, my son, of course, he'll be 3 in March, but the times that I've found the wake up strips on the side, he'll perk up. What's that? You know, it's
very good. Yeah. That's daddy not paying attention. That's all that is. Yeah. So, you know, everybody's putting out 3D movies.
Yeah.
Metallica now working on a 3D movie.
Oh, good. Really? Oh, I'll light up for that one.
Tom was asking me just the other day.
I will be going to a 3D movie.
And that's all the band wants us to know right now. The group's official website doesn't say if it's a concert, film, or documentary or something else. We are Metallica. How would that be?
Yeah.
Bring Harry Shearer in?
Yeah. Yeah, it goes up to 11.
Yeah. Anyway, whatever it is, and its 3D version will be out in 2013 is what they're telling
us. Well, these 3D movies like Titanic is coming out in 3D, right?
Yeah.
Is it really going to be as good as real 3D? Because to be 3D, it has to be actually shot with a 3D camera. I'm sure they're going to, I mean, as far as I know, Titanic wasn't shot with a 3D camera, unless he was having foresight and said, let's shoot this all with a 3D camera also. So I'm just wondering if it's really going to be as good as real 3D.
You're the one who's going to go and pay the extra money, so we'll trust your
judgment. I'm not going to Titanic.
Oh,
I'm
going to not going to go to Titanic 3?
No, I'm going to Beauty and the Beast.
I was
going to
say, but if Beauty and the Beast comes out.
Yeah, and it is coming out. Yeah. So, yeah.
Okay, this is a little disquieting, just ahead of Bill McGuire from the Better Business Bureau. Some popular over-the-counter medications are being recalled due to complaints of mislabeled or broken pills. Novartis AG recalling bottles of Excedrin, Nodose, Buferin, and Gas-X. The recall is a precautionary measure. Novartis says it's possible. I mean, now listen to this. This is what Novartis says. It's possible bottles could contain stray tablets.
Ooh.
I mean,
of what?
Well,
stray?
Again, I'm guessing.
I mean, because it doesn't sound like it's a bonus tablet of the medication you thought you were getting.
No. It means like there's liable to be some Nodose mixed in with the Gas-X.
Oh my gosh.
Which I mean,
yeah, that'll
would cause you to have unintended consequences.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, unintended consequences.
And you'd be wide awake while you were doing it.
Yeah,
up all night doing it.
Well, I mean, if you're wanting Excedrin and you get Buferin, that doesn't matter so much. But I mean, if you're really needing Gas-X, Excedrin ain't going to do it for you. You know what I mean?
No, huh?
Just, anyway.
No. And you'll have a headache doing it.
But, yeah.
So, and again, may contain stray tablets, and this is supposed to be acceptable?
It's like, oh, that Mexican food's not agreeing with me. Well, here, take this. You feel any better? No, I'm wide awake, though.
I won't have that problem of,
yeah,
going to sleep. All right. Anyway, there you go. With that in mind, Bill McGuire here this morning. How are you today?
Well, I'm great. I love that story. I would think if they're going to put some different kind of pills in there, they would put them in a separate little plastic deal and say, hey, here's some free examples.
Well, right.
Try this
now,
stuff.
There, you could do that, but obviously something went terribly wrong in the manufacturing process. All right, what you got for us today?
Well, Scott, you know, every year about this time we talk about the top 10 BBB scams that are presented to us every year. And so I've got a list of those. So BBB investigates thousands of scams every year, from the latest gimmicks to schemes as old as the hills. But we have a new scam source, which is at www.bbb.org/SCAM. And it's a comprehensive resource on scam investigations from BBBs around the country, with tips from the BBB, law enforcement, and others. You can actually sign up to receive our scam alerts by email, and you can also be a scam detective yourself by reporting scams you've discovered or ones that have been, you know, tried to be perpetrated on you. So we've divided the scams up into 9 major categories this year and picked one that was a top scam. Top job scam this year, you know, this is really kind of sad because there are a lot of people out there needing jobs. And, so somebody gets excited. They see something on the web and, they try to, get an interview. And a lot of times these interviews are done by telephone when you find out about these. And one thing leads to another, but what they're really trying to do is either get your personal identification so they can put money into their pockets and take it out of yours. And that's just really sad. Nowadays, what they're trying to do is get the candidate to fill out a credit report or provide bank information for direct deposit for, you know, virtual paychecks that may be coming their way down the road. And people are not really thinking. They're just thinking about the job they may be getting, and they might provide that information, and then there's no job, and then they might be out of some more money that they really couldn't afford to be out of. So that was the top job scam this year, well, in 2011. Also, there's still sweepstakes and lottery scams out there, and the most famous one, I guess, for the year was the Facebook founder, Mark Zuckerberg, who sent you an email saying that you had just won $1 million from Facebook. And, oh, by the way, here's a link that you can click on. And, of course, the link would put some malware into your computer or something like that. And anyway, don't click it. It's a bad deal. We also had the top social media or online dating scam, where, you know, you're familiar with Facebook, as many of us, even our age, Scott, are using, you know, Facebook.
Sure. Speak for yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm speaking for myself. Yeah. not my sister, who doesn't know what that means. But at any rate, a lot of information that you can, that they request. I mean, you have an option of putting personal information on your Facebook page or some of these other social media sites. And what BBB says is don't put too much out there. Because what happens is you end up friending somebody, and maybe, like me, you only have 50 friends and you're trying to protect yourself, but some of those friends are younger and perhaps they have 2,000 or 3,000 so-called friends. Some of those folks, you know, percentage-wise, might be a little shady.
Sure.
And if those shady people get a hold of your personal information, they're going to use it to help themselves to some of your money, your personal identification, and things of that nature. So, resist putting too much information on your Facebook or other social media pages. There's also a top check cashing scam with two legitimate companies, Craigslist and Western Union, being used very, very often these days. And they're scamming people and trying to present them with check cashing situations. Here's how it works. Someone contacts you via Craigslist posting. Maybe you're trying to sell an old couch or something, and they'll end up sending you a check for way more money than what you were asking for. And, of course, you're wondering, okay, what the heck's the deal? So you get back in touch with that person. They go, oh, you know, where was my head? I don't know. Go ahead and deposit the check and just wire transfer me the extra amount, and everything will be cool. And guess what? Wire transfer is instantaneous. They get their money, and you're going to find out in a couple of days that that check was no good, and now you're out what you wired out. So that's the top check cashing scam. Top phishing scam, phishing being P-H-I-S-H-I-N-G, is suspicious phone calls or emails that are trying to find out your personal information. It's almost impossible to avoid them. Nobody wants to disconnect their phone, and any of us who are set up with email, you know, we're going to get lots of email opportunities. In the past, I always just, you know, put that to junk mail, but a lot of that stuff, they're trying to scam you. So the worst one for the year was from the National Automated Clearinghouse Association, which facilitates the secure transfer of billions of electronic transactions through banks, credit unions, savings and loans, things like that. The email would claim one of your transactions did not go through, and it hopes you react quickly and click on the link before thinking it through. It may take you to a fake banking site where you need to verify your account information, and it may download malware to infiltrate your computer, where they're going to try and actually wire funds from your bank accounts into their bank accounts. Once again, that's the bottom line, is they're always trying to separate us from our money. And then there was the top identity theft scam for the year, where people would be soundly sleeping in their hotel rooms and get a phone call about 2 o'clock, 2:30 in the morning, when you're pretty well asleep and you're not really thinking, and they're saying, oh my goodness, our computer has crashed and we need you to read us the credit card number again so we can get this in. They're getting ready to cut off our day. And actually, they will get two or three people who are too, you know, asleep to realize this is a scam, and they'll get out their credit card number. Of course, the thing to do, I think, is just say, okay, I already paid by cash, and hang up the phone. It's kind of interesting how they do this, but what they're doing is they find out the direct dial numbers to the guest rooms, and then they just start calling in. By the time morning rolls around, you find out that, oh, somebody's been on a shopping spree with your credit card. Well, I'm going to skip to the top scam of the year was against the Better Business Bureau, Scott. No kidding.
Wow.
Now, this is kind of one of my colleagues up in Oklahoma City said, you know, hey, this is kind of like a compliment to the BBB. It kind of proves that we're still relevant, you know, when you've been around for 100 years and they make you a target by saying, hey, we're gonna slam you. So about Thanksgiving or the day before Thanksgiving, they slammed us with phishing emails saying that, sending this out to thousands of businesses across the country and some consumers, saying that there was a complaint against your business. And it actually looks like it might be from the BBB. It's not accurate, but a lot of people who haven't ever had a complaint against them would not know that. And so we've been working very hard with law enforcement. They're trying to find these people. They're in Europe. But they were successful in shutting down about 28 of the 30 websites that were being used. But it happened just before Thanksgiving and happened again just before Christmas. So, you know, even if somebody says they're part of the BBB, BBB says check it out with the BBB first.
Makes sense.
Makes lots of sense. So anyway, going back over it, if you need more information on this, please contact us on the web at www.bbb.org. If you want to sign up for the scam alerts, it's the same thing, but /SCAM at the end, or call us at 979-260-2222. The BBB wants you to have a safe 2012. Thanks.
All right. You bet. There you go. That's Bill McGuire here on Alternate Mondays on News Talk 1620 WTAW.